This is Spreaker Web Radio.
Jesus. Greetings and welcome to you from The Way Christian Discipleship. This is our live broadcast of Ask Minister Rodney. I am Minister Rodney. We are The Way Christian Discipleship. And this is our second installment of Ask Minister Rodney program. Well, I'll attempt to answer your questions that have been sent in to our ministry about a variety of issues that concern our faith. As always, I truly pray that the Spirit of God rest on your hearts. Of everybody that tunes into this podcast, I pray that you be granted spiritual ears to hear and recognize the truth. I pray that you be granted spiritual eyes that you may see the glory and the majesty of God's grace, and that you be reconciled to your salvation. Now, as always, my trusted partner in the Spirit and sister in chains to the gospel, Tamara, my wife, and my jewel from God, is going to start us off with the first question of Ask Minister Rodney. Tamara?
Thank you. Our first question is from Jernelle from Texas. She writes, what does it mean to be saved?
Wonderful question. Thank you, Sister Jernelle. To be saved. In its simplest form, think about it. To be saved means to be rescued, or to be helped from a peril, to be rescued from a trouble, to be rescued from a situation that is dire. So we talk about in Christianity, when people say, I'm saved, what does it mean? We hear it thrown around a lot, that we are saved. And truly we are saved by grace. To be saved is to no longer live without Christ Jesus as our guide and Savior. He is the Savior. That means that we are saved through Christ Jesus. We are now under grace, the grace that is available to us through the blood of Christ that He left at the cross. We are covered by grace. We are protected by grace. We are saved by grace. Now, does our being saved from our situation, from our darkness, from our living without Christ and heading into that flood of dissipation and the condemnation that awaits all that live opposed to Christ Jesus in the gospel? No, we are saved and we continue to be saved and delivered toward our goal and destiny, which is heaven, salvation. As long as we stay in God, as long as we stay in Christ and Christ stays in us, as long as our steps are ordered from above and that we continue to walk on the righteous path that leads us to our goal, salvation. Our being saved is an opportunity to serve. Grace is an opportunity to serve God. It is licensed to be representatives and heirs and children. No longer disobedient, no longer outside of the promises of God. We are being saved to the promise of salvation if we hold on to that which took hold of us. We press on. So if we step out of that grace, if we fall away from that word that saved us, then it is possible that you can fall back in to that which you were rescued from. So your being saved isn't a guarantee of salvation. It is an opportunity to seek that salvation that is promised to those who stay in God's grace, which is in Christ Jesus, which is in the gospel. So saved is being rescued from a peril, from condemnation, from the danger, from the darkness. But our being saved isn't a guarantee. It just means that we are working out our salvation toward a goal, heaven. The goal is salvation. We want to be found in Christ. We want to be found walking in the grace that saves us from our old ways. When the trumpet sounds, we want to be in Christ. Then we will truly be saved for salvation. But we are not there yet. We're being delivered. Saved. Sister Tamara.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Marianne. She writes from Atlanta. I recently moved from a northern to a southern state, and there are so many churches where I live. How can I find the right church for my family?
Thank you for the question, Marianne. And I understand your quandary, especially in the South, the quote-unquote Bible Belt, for there are so many varieties and sects of religiosity that it can be overwhelming. But I give you this advice. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven through God, and everything else will be given to you. So what I mean is seek the relationship in the foundation that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Go before the throne of mercy and grace and seek God's direction. Seek God to be the captain and the director and the author of your salvation and of your faith. Before you go out the door seeking man and seeking membership in what man calls a church, God says you are the church. God says I will be your God and you will be my people. God says, who is man that he shall build a shelter that I will dwell in? Am I saying that there is no fellowship with man? Absolutely not. That is what we are called to be one body, one mind, one spirit, and one love. And that love is the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God, through the word of God. But we have to first come to he who is the center of any religion, of any practices that we have. The gospel of Jesus Christ has to be the center and the foundation of it all. And that comes through relationship with God, to understand his good and perfect will, to be granted wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you have discernment, that you have the spirit that is promised that will guide you. Then you can no longer be misled or bamboozled, hoodwinked or fooled, because you have the mind of Christ, and that comes through knowing God and spending time with God, being tutored and taught by God. No longer are we taught by another man or a neighbor teaching his neighbor or a brother teaching his brother, but we're taught by the one true and only spirit from God. Seek ye first these things, and everything else will be given to you. You have fellowship that is true. You'll have joy that is unshakable. You'll have confidence that comes from God. You will have the mind of God. You will judge all things, yet you shall be judged by none. Seek God first, Sister Marianne. In any fellowship that you develop in God's guidance will be a true fellowship. You will have a joy, you will have a discernment that recognizes true spirit. Just as the baby Jesus inside the womb of Mary recognized the spirit in the baby that was inside Elizabeth. And they leaped in their wombs because the spirit recognized the other spirit. Jesus recognized John the Baptist. The spirit did. You'll have that same feeling when you encounter a true brother, a true believer, a true servant. And you'll know what is good. And you'll know what is right. Because you will be led by righteousness. That is my advice to you, sister.
Thank you. Our third and final question comes from someone who chooses to remain anonymous. They ask, I have been following your ministry on Facebook for about a year now. You put up a good variety of scriptures, but I never see or hear any reference to Mother Mary. Is this intentional?
Thank you for the question, Anonymous. Is this intentional? I will say yes, it is intentional that we do not reference Mother Mary as Mother Mary. We know to our scriptural knowledge and understanding that Mary was a servant proven pure and faithful and worthy to be the access, to be the delivery point from heaven to this earth for Jesus in the flesh. We understand that she had a reverence about her and a love for God that was beyond question, that she was selected to be the one to bear Jesus Christ in the flesh. But we also understand that Mary was his servant, that Mary possessed a undying, unwavering love for God, that she was willing to undergo the persecution that would come her way for deciding to do God's good and perfect will. We also know that our faith is motivated, inspired by her faith. We also know that the faithful prophets of old, the disciples, the apostles, and all the others who lived and died in their faith and were used as instruments and vessels and tools to advance the gospel. So Mary, just like all the others that scripture refers to, was a servant, a humble servant. And I know for a fact that Mary herself would deny or be opposed to man serving her, be opposed to man naming buildings after her, be opposed to man praying to and through her to get to God. Mary understood, though she was the birth point in the access way for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come to this earth in flesh, she understood that she had no authority and that she was just a blessed being to be chosen for such a call. She understood that that's where it ended. She understood that Jesus is the only way. She submitted herself, being his mother, the mother of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She submitted herself and subjected herself to obedience to him. She never referenced herself in a high way. She remained lowly and humble and gave reverence to our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. She didn't take any pride in her flesh and in her fleshly role, but she gave herself over to the authority that she knew that she was given in Christ Jesus. We do not serve a servant. We do not worship a servant. Mary was a servant, worthy of the glory that she gained in being so faithful, but not worthy of worship. Again, I know with assurance that Mary herself would be opposed to such idolatry, to such idol worship, to such blasphemous behavior and trends and rituals and traditions. So yes, to answer your question, we do go out of our way not to admonish, not to acknowledge Mary as a figure of worship. We acknowledge her as a faithful servant, but we do not acknowledge her as a way to worship God, a way to service God, as an access point. We understand that, and she understands that she was just blessed to be used, as we all are. Thank you. All right. And I know that some of these answers, you know, may be a little complex, and it is not our goal to bring confusion or bring disparity in the body. It is truly our goal to pull down any misconceptions, to knock down walls and barriers, to free ourselves from the things that hinder us from being one, to free ourselves from the obstacles and objects that stand in our way and stop us from serving God in the fullness that we were called to do. This is going to conclude our second edition of Ask Minister Rodney. Again, I hope and pray that the time we have spent together in true fellowship has been edifying and fruitful to your souls. It is my sincere prayer that we, the body of Jesus Christ, continue to draw near to him, being rooted and built up so that with one heart, one mind, and one love, we might stand and glorify our Father in heaven. Peace be with you. Peace be yours. Sister Tamara.
Thank you, Minister Rodney. And thank you all for tuning in. I would like to remind you to visit us on our website, thewaychristiandiscipleship.org. Look us up on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Also, you can email your questions, requests, or testimonies to Minister Rodney at thewaycd@gmail.com. Give us a call at 774-213-1350. I leave you with this spiritual food for thought. Ask yourself, what are the areas in your life that you know hinder your full spiritual commitment and service to God? Are there people, places, or things that you do that are contrary to the principles of God's Word? It is time for judgment to begin with us. Peace be yours. Until next time, God bless you.